Mary Higgins Clark joins us by phone tonight. She's the number one New York Times bestselling author with over 100 million copies of her books in print in the U.S. alone. She's written 35 suspense novels, several short story collections, a memoir, two children's books, and has collaborated with her daughter, Carol Higgins Clark, and Alifair Burke on two separate series of suspense novels. Tonight, we're going to talk about her latest novel. It is titled As Time Goes By. Mary, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. I've been looking forward to it. I want to welcome you back to Around Cincinnati.
Oh, Barbara, it's always a pleasure to come back to you.
I want to say that you've given us a triple dose of suspense. And as time goes by, we have a murder, a character looking for birth parents, and a burglary, of course, with a bit of romance thrown in. So tell us about this central character, Delaney Wright, who's in the middle of all this.
All right. Delaney, she is a young journalist about to become co-anchor. But before she does that, she is going to cover a sensational trial that is going on. A beautiful 43-year-old former teacher has been married to a doctor, and he has early Alzheimer's, and it's been going on for 8 years. And then one morning, he is dead. But the funeral director finds that he had a terrible blow to his head, and that's what caused his death. And now Betsy is on trial for his murder, and the journalist, Delaney, is covering the trial while she is trying to find her birth mother, has a terrible need to find her birth mother. And Elvira and Willie are in the book, and they are helping Delaney with her search.
I found them such sympathetic characters. Give us a background on Elvira and Willie.
Well, Elvira and Willie were born in about 25 years ago in a book, and I had murdered Elvira at the end. And my daughter was reading the manuscript, and she called me outraged. You cannot murder Elvira. Everybody loves her. So thank God she did. Elvira has been in about 15 books.
And what were their occupations and what changed their lives?
Well, Elvira and Willie, he was a plumber and she was a cleaning woman. And they won $40 million in the lottery. And you can imagine. So they bought an apartment on Central Park South in New York. I gave them my apartment. And they kept their old one in an old building in Astoria in case New York ever went belly up with the finances. And they saved half their money. But Elvira is solving crimes.
Well, and speaking of crimes, there's a burglar in this book. And he has a pretty clever M.O. What does he do when he actually steals something? What's his practice?
Well, of course, I can't give the book away, but there is a son who will inherit everything if Betsy is found guilty. There is a partner, a former partner of the doctor, who's very questionable. And then because the mother's old boyfriend had showed up back from high school, she was having dinner about once a month. So it seems to be very clear that she wanted to be free. She wanted the money she will inherit. And she wanted to be with her old boyfriend. The station and the place are, the cards are stacked against her.
Did you have a particular inspiration for this novel, Mary?
Well, I have seen friends with Alzheimer or with husbands who have Alzheimer. And it's a very sad situation, both for the victim and for the caretaker. I mean, it takes endless patience. And I know people personally. One of my closest friends, she was widowed at 50 and inherited money. She bought a bank. She ran a shopping center. And she said, I had pillow talk with one of the best brains in the country. And she did. And boy, she learned well. And now she has Alzheimer's. The first sign of it was when she got confused driving home, which is often the first sign of it. But now she cannot speak anymore. She recognizes none of her family, not her children. and she has a full-time caretaker. And it's very sad to see. And my nephew's mother-in-law was a more aggressive victim. She'd always been rather an angry person all her life. And it was really tough. She's gone now, but they kept her home because they didn't want to put her in a nursing home. So it's a very tough situation for the families of those who become afflicted.
I want to go back to the beginning of your career, at least as I know it, which was in radio. You wrote these, I think, 4 and 5 minute dramas to be performed, which seems an extraordinarily hard feat to pull off to me. So how long did you do that? Do you remember what you were paid for those?
Well, I started it right when my husband died. I would sub for one of the writers when they were on vacation. And then they asked me to take a show of my own. And I had said, I don't know. I'm doing my own writing. It might be 5 little kids. It might be too much. But then my husband had a terrible heart condition. And I called them one Saturday morning and I said, Liz, the girl I knew, Liz, if there's a show, I'll take it. I don't think Warren has more than 6 months to live. Well, he had 10 hours to live. And the day after the funeral, I went into New York, picked up the material, and that was when I started the radio writing. They were different 4 minute programs. Well, the one I started with was Portrait of a Patriot. And it starts, do you know the princess who looked at her family tree and said, but I am nearer to the throne than I realized? And then about that princess, halfway through, have you guessed who she is yet? And at the end, our patriot today, Victoria Regina, queen of all her territories, empress of India. Tune in tomorrow.
That's grand. Well, tell us what the path from 4 minute dramas was to writing novels. Those are very different genres.
Well, I was selling short stories from the time I was 28 years old. The first one I had out 40 times before it was bought by a small magazine. But then I was selling quite well. Saturday Evening Post, I was the best 10 in 1961, which was a pretty hot thing to have done. And I sold to Red Book. I sold Always in England. And then I was writing the radio shows. And my editor said to me, my agent, I can't sell short stories. The market has closed. You've got to write a book. And I thought I couldn't write a book. And then I thought, well, it's 20 chapters put together. Think of it that way. So I started writing a book.
Very quickly, what do you have coming up?
Well, in November, we have the Under Suspicion series, my co-author, Alifair Burf, and I. And it's funny, we're just kicking around the title. Should it be The Sleeping Beauty Murder, The Sleeping Beauty Killer, or should it be From a Nursery Rhyme? And this is the stuff we're doing right now, because the title is important. It pulls you into the story.
Well, it's just delightful to talk with you, and we'll look forward to your next novel coming out in the fall.
I hope I talk to you then.
Thanks, Mary. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you.
I've been talking with Mary Higgins Clark about her latest book. It is titled As Time Goes By, and you will find more information about it at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.